you can live out your MasterChef dream. When you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Toys Overboard. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
In 1997, a cargo ship containing 62 shipping containers was struck by a wave off the coast of Cornell, England. One of those containers contained 5 million Legos. This is the story of the Great Lego Spill.
Wow, we've done molasses spills. We've done all kinds of spills on this podcast. Never a Lego spill. Also, I can't even conceptualize how many Legos that is, if I'm being honest.
5 million.
Thank you.
That's all the concept you need.
Fair, fair.
Colorful ocean-themed Legos of octopi with twisting tentacles, miscellaneous scuba gear, boxy whales, and other plastic pieces have been washing ashore for over 25 years. Along the beaches of Cornwall, England's southwestern peninsula, at the Land's End area. I guess think of England, it's at the southernmost, westernmost tip. This whimsical phenomenon serves as a grim reminder of the lasting impacts of plastic pollution.
Yeah, no shit.
You thought stepping on Legos was painful?
No, I know. Going on a beautiful walk on the shore in Cornwall, the wind is in your hair, and suddenly you got your feet in the sand. You're like, this is the life. And suddenly a fucking Lego head just pops you just right in. You're just like, where did that come from? I want sea mist. I don't want toys polluting my ocean.
And the Legos are nautical themed too, so it's the irony isn't lost.
Ugh.
The story begins on February 13th, 1997, when a cargo ship named the Tokyo Express was struck by a rogue wave from Rotterdam to New York City, about 20 miles off of Land's End. It's Cornwall, England. Among the 62 shipping containers, one contained a staggering 5 million little plastic toy bricks that we all know and love as Legos, many which were sea creature-themed Lego kits. This event, known as the Great Lego Spill, stands as the worst toy-related environmental disaster of all time. There's not a lot of toy-related disasters, especially when it comes to the ocean. I'm sure there are things getting melted down and smoke billowing into the sky.
Well,
but
the
imagine
toy designation, though. It's like toy to disaster is
and
very
it's Lego.
Tenuous. Yeah.
The Lego pieces aboard the Tokyo Express were part of a larger cargo en route from New York to Rotterdam, the Netherlands. However, the unpredictable 28-foot wave caused the ship to lose its balance, resulting in the containers tumbling off the vessel. Other items swept into the sea, including 10,000 disposable lighters, superglue, and other chemicals. So those seem pretty bad.
That's not good at all.
But 5 million little Lego pieces, pretty bad.
It's like the plastics and the synthetic material, you know, all these chemicals. And you know that these Legos are going to be washing up till the end of time.
Would you feel comforted knowing that they've all been found?
No way. That's not true.
It is not true. You will not be comforted after this break. Since
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
That fateful day, collectors and beachcombers have been scouring the shores of Cornwall searching for these shipwrecked plastic treasures. Among the finds are rare pieces like octopi and green dragons. Tracy Williams, a Cornwall local and a beachcomber and an environmental campaigner, has diligently documented the Lego spill on social media platforms like Lego Lost at Sea.
Wow. Has she built a Lego thing from her collection of Legos from the water?
I don't think that's the goal, but maybe.
But maybe a secondary goal?
I guess she can have more than one goal, but I think the first one is bringing this thing that's been going on for over 25 years to light.
This horrible atrocity.
Out of the original 4,756,940 Lego pieces on board, approximately 3,178,807 were light enough to float and commonly found scattered across 40 beaches in Cornwall. Some are maybe a little heavier, sinking to the bottom.
Sure.
They'll disintegrate in 400,000 AD.
Yeah, yeah. Or an animal will eat them, sure, and then go extinct because of it.
Or it'll fall on a piece of coral or a reef and it'll destroy.
Disintegrate natural habitats. Absolutely.
Well, I mean, it's not like the CEOs haven't been making millions for the last 25 years, so so that's good.
That's the comforting. That's the one silver lining, I would say.
Some of these pieces include small plastic flowers and mini diver flippers. Both the floating and sunken Lego pieces provide insights into the fate of plastic in the ocean and how it breaks down over time.
Again, give it.
I don't know what
years.
The effect salt water has on plastic, but probably not. I mean, you can find things at the bottom of freshwater, saltwater, and they're still there.
Yeah,
so I mean,
there's literally three different garbage heaps in our oceans already that is just like collecting and accumulating. It's horrible. It's horrible.
There's actually a tweet from today from Lego Lost at Sea.
Literally today?
Yes.
All right.
Today on a beach awash with plastic in the aftermath of Storm Ciarán. We found a Lego flipper, one of 704,000 lost overboard from the Tokyo Express back in 1997.
Wow.
That's just flippers.
Flippers.
Over 700,000 just flippers.
Just flipper. I hate that they're nautical themed. I hate that. It's so fucked up. I hate that.
You hear that, Lego? You hear that? No, they don't hear it.
They don't care.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.